every 2 years, Jamaicans from all over the world join those in their home country for the Jamaica Diaspora Conference. The conference is aimed at forging tangible alliances with Jamaicans living overseas. The 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference is set for June 13 to 18 this year at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, says investment opportunities in Jamaica will be the main area of focus at the forum, noting that emphasis will be placed on advancing activities initiated at the 2013 conference.
In my sojourn in the diaspora centers, these are in Canada, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, one of the complaints that we have got from Jamaicans is that they are not hearing about the investment opportunities in Jamaica. And some of them are saying they're not hearing about the investment opportunities on time. So what does that say to me? It says to me that there is significant interest among Jamaicans to invest in Jamaica.
Minister Brown, who has responsibility for diaspora affairs, says the interests of diaspora members are welcomed and ought to be facilitated.
And this is one of the reasons why we felt that the best place to begin to have a deeper dialogue about investment opportunities is in the context of the biennial conferences.
Against this background, the government, through the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry, will partner with several private sector entities to stage the upcoming conference. These entities include Jamaica National Building Society, JNBS, Victoria Mutual Building Society, VMBS, Grace Kennedy Limited, and J. Ray & Nephew Limited. Mr. Brown points out that these companies have built out their network based on diaspora engagement and locations.
So again, it demonstrates the importance of members of the Jamaican community who live outside of Jamaica. And we believe that they should have an opportunity to take full advantage of the many and varied investment products that are available in the country.
Citing the success of the 2013 conference, the state minister says the marketplace concept introduced then will be expanded. The marketplace seeks to facilitate networking among Jamaican businesses operating locally and overseas.
So this year, we're going to have the Jamaica Exporters Association. We're going to have the Jamaica Manufacturers Association. We're going to have the Jamaica Agricultural Society. We're going to have Agro Invest Corporation. We're going to have the Jamaica Stock Exchange. And of course, JAMPRO will be there and government at your service with a one-stop shop facility where you can get everything you need done right there and right in time.
Minister Brown has commended members of the Jamaican diaspora for their consistent support and commitment to the country, having contributed $2 billion in remittances to the economy over the last 2 years. The amount, he says, constitutes the largest source of foreign exchange earnings outside of tourism.
If we consider that the net international reserve is now somewhere in the region of $2.1 billion. It tells you the size of the contribution that the diaspora is making to Jamaica.
Minister Brown says Jamaicans across the diaspora must be lauded for their efforts toward nation building. The Jamaica Diaspora Conference is expected to be a landmark event and will seek to set the pace on a forward move in the country's development.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.